you're needing information like a newsletter information, there's some copies out there in the foyer. We won't be mailing these out anymore. Go to Facebook, our website, and it'll soon be on email as well. If you have an email address, if you'd like for us to mail it to you, we'll do that. So, anyway, praise God. How's that about it, everyone in the upper room up here? Y'all okay? Two thumbs up. Two thumbs. Six thumbs up there. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. Feel better already. Glory to God. Well, I'm excited about the Word of God, and I'm excited one thing other than that, is that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can't lie. He's not associated with CNN or news or anybody else. He is the news. Amen? He made the news, and He'll always be the news. So He's always constant, always the same. And He's asking one thing out of you and me, and that is to be faithful. So look to your neighbor and say, you need to be faithful. All right, we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Okay, let's see. Yeah. Amen. Who was faithful? Oh, I have something for you and Jimmy in my truck, okay? All right, let's pray. Hey, Ann.
Hi, darling.
It's never a dull moment. You get Ann on one side, Jeanette on the other, and Dina on this side. You got a jamboree, buddy. Nothing. Just stay right there. We talk about you because we love you so much. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time tonight. My goodness. Hallelujah. Y'all just, pray in the Holy Ghost. I hear it, but I don't know how to do this yet. Sotole kababa koshikite la lando tole. Well, the words that I speak, my children, are true. And I'm about to speak my words to you. Breathed of God, filled with faith, speak to the bones, speak to the world, speak to your life, speak to your circumstances, speak to your mountains. They will move. The breath of God flows from heaven into you and out of you to accomplish heaven's desire. So what I'm saying, my children, is this tonight. Be assured, my word is alive. My word will accomplish if you will believe. Get serious about this. Things are hanging in the balance, not only in your personal, but in your church, your community, your work, this nation, and the world. Speak for me as I speak through you. And as the word says, Jesus spoke with authority, so shall you. But you must first understand that you are under authority and commanded to do so. So receive this tonight, the breath of God, flowing from heaven into this place, into your hearts, into your minds, into your ears. And then out of your mouths. Miracles will happen. Things will change. Speak my word. Be faithful. Thus saith the Lord. Well, Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus' name. What I see is just like heaven is right behind us and he's just speaking. And we're receiving. Look at your neighbor and say, I believe I receive.
I believe I receive.
And I will do what I'm told to do. Okay. Father, so again, we start to pray. Thank you for each one that's here. The special gift that they are, the special relationship that they are to all of us, to each other, as we intertwine as your family. Lord God, that you've put us together in faith outreach, all of us, those that are not here tonight, and those that are. Lord God, we are bound together to accomplish your good and your goals for us. We are assigned to do what we do. So, Lord God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your love, your wisdom. Lord God, your presence, Lord, we are so blessed to have your presence here with us in such degree. We thank you for all that. In Jesus' mighty name. And I'm supposed to also say this. Pray, speak over your praise team. They will sing and they will praise the words of life.
Amen.
We receive that, Lord. We do speak that over our praise team and pray that they will sing and speak the words of life that will change people, draw people to you, and restore things. Ooh, Jesus, I'm glad I came to church tonight. Glory to God. Aren't you glad about the supernatural? I ain't even read up 3 points in the poem yet. Hallelujah. Announcements. This coming Sunday is?
4th of July.
Got here quick. Anyway, so no evening services this coming Sunday, correct? We're all going to Dina's house for ice cream. All right. Y'all heard that. Amen. Y'all got your GPS because you can't find it from here. You got to go somewhere else to get started. Amen. Hallelujah. And while we're here, I want to thank David for speaking for me last Wednesday night. Thank you, sir. And howdy, ma'am. I'd have brought that to you. Hey, Miss Cora.
Hey.
You feel better?
Good.
You got it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anything else we need to announce? Kayla. She got her braces off.
Who did?
Michaela. Back there. She got her braces off. How long, Sharon? 2 years? She wearing about 2 years? Well, praise God. That had to be a fun day to get those things out of your mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. You look, got a beautiful smile. She did anyway. Amen. I'm waiting for my smile to get here. Glory to God. Okay, prayer request sheets going around. Who's got some good news? Jim Repay, you up first. Stand up, brother, and testify. Boom, boom. Speak to that mountain, buddy. Glory to God. Amen. I was out there with Mr. Freeman about, 2 weeks ago or so, and report wasn't all that sporty, but anyway, he said, I'm going to be all right. Nothing wrong with me. I mean, he was, boom. So, words, faith. Don't be afraid to speak your faith. If you don't speak, it ain't going to move. I thought that'd go over better than that, and it did. Amen. Teresa, what do you think? Grace, you're looking better.
Am I?
Yes.
That's my
nose. Your nose.
Yeah. Scab came off.
It always looks better when a scab comes off.
Diane laid hands on that son and he got better.
What happened? Tell us some of that big story. Diane went up and...
Diane came in and
said, I thought she had something on her nose.
Something
on
her nose.
Something on my nose, so she reaches over and just goes. What are you doing?
Well, I got this message the other day. It has a picture of her with a big across her nose. She said, of course, we kid her around. Her name is really Dina. We call her Teresa, and I don't really know why. And then we call her Grace because she's so graceful. But anyway, she said Grace fell out of the bed. Hit her nose. Anyway, but tell them the little Boaz deal you told me. Now, y'all got to listen up. This is very educational. You'll be glad you came. Microphone. Yeah, this is mic worthy.
Stand-up comedy night. What kind of man was Boaz before he was married?
I know. Rich. Very good question. Very good answer. Rich. Yes, amen.
He was ruthless.
Ruthless. He married Ruth, so he was ruthless. So, if you're having a bad day, you just need to get on her phone and get some texts going. So, anyway. Yes. Suzanne's yeah. joke in Sunday school.
I can't put the accent like she did.
Well, I don't even remember.
There were two Mexicans in the desert. They were lost and wandering around, and one of them was Pedro, and one was
Pepe.
And so they were crawling along and looking for something, and they saw a tree that had bacon all over it. It just bacon, every kind of bacon that you could think of, crisp bacon, almost raw bacon, the whole, just bacon. And so Pepe runs, and he gets about a half, almost to the tree, and machine gun fire cuts him down.
Not a good day.
What happened to you? He said, Don't come. It's not a bacon tree, it's a hambush.
A hambush instead of ambush. Wow. Wow. Glory to God. Well, we're on a roll tonight. Jesus, you're entertaining us tonight. Thank you. Yes.
Merry heart
does good like a medicine, and we all got a big dose already tonight. Amen? I promise, the Bible says Jesus wept. That was when I was going to school every morning, you had to say a Bible verse. Every little boy said that one scripture, Jesus wept, because that's the only one we need and want to learn. So anyway, but I promise, if he wept, he also laughs. I guarantee he does. If you don't believe it, just look in the mirror. He's laughing pretty good at me most of the time. So, who else got some good news? Joy.
We were having a board meeting today. We don't need to record that. I don't guess. Maybe we do.
And Libby got a call from her doctor. And she had some tests run today. She's been having tests run for a few weeks. And they couldn't find what the problem was. And she said, I know I'm not imagining this, you know. So she did the swallow test today. And so he called her and said, it revealed that on your, and I forget which vertebrae, has a bone growing on it, and it's pushing against your esophagus, and that's what you are feeling,
mm-hmm.
and that's what's causing your problem.
Okay.
So she said, and of course he was saying it's very, it would be a very dangerous surgery if they had to go in, you know,
yeah.
and do that. And she said, well, I'm just believing that God's just going to dissolve it. So.
Yeah. Amen.
So I'm in agreement with her.
Yes, we're in all agreement with that. We agree with Libby She's perfectly whole and well and fine. Amen. Yeah. Who else has some good news close by here?
Praise God.
Rose. We'll get over there in just a second. Have a microphone, we'll travel.
Got a $1,600 bonus yesterday. It's called hero pay, but, you know, bonus.
You are a hero. Amen. All these health folks are heroes. Amen. Glory to God. That wasn't a very good hand clap. All you other people. Y'all get a raise? Pray for these folks. Okay, come on. You go ahead. I'll make the judge of that. Start. Y'all going to be great-great-grandmas and grandpa anytime soon. Okay. Well, praise God. It's going to be a blessed baby to have you as a grandma, I'll guarantee you. She'll probably scrub the hide off of it.
She's already blessed.
Yes, amen. Easy delivery. Amen. Let's agree on that. Easy delivery. Amen. Who else got some good news? Happy anniversary to you two. 43? Wow. Hey, Freddie, she didn't say happily married either, did she? She just said married. No kidding. I know. Amen. We still, at least in the football field, and Freddie's keeping it in tip-top shape out there, and hopefully we get the tent up this fall or something to do something this time. And, of course, Dan Morgan is now Trooper Dan. He is now a full-fledged highway patrolman, so be nice to him. That one picture I saw was he's like this. I got like the Intimidator. Yeah. And don't get in a fight with him either. He's got a gun now. Anyone else? Dan.
I don't need that.
Okay, come on.
Yesterday I was mowing a yard in Houston. As I mowed the last little blade of grass, the mower stopped. The belt come off of it. I called three different places trying to find the belt. Nobody had one in Houston. So I finally found one in Tupelo. So I came home, got mowed the mower.
The belt.
And I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this by myself. So I called Freddie. And without any kind of hesitation at all, he just come right on there. He parked his truck here. We went to Houston, and he saved me a boo-boo of money.
Yes. Amen. Do what now?
He wouldn't take no money.
He wouldn't.
Sharon will.
She's been married 43 years. Freddie, you should have took the money. That'd have been a nice gift.
More than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror. Well, that's great. That's the kind of folks you all are. You help beyond, and I could stand up here for the next 3 weeks and say how good y'all are to us. But anyway, really? Did they all make a speech, or did he make the only one?
President of the class.
He was what?
President of the class.
President of the class?
Wow.
Wow. Y'all going to... Larry, Lynn's head will be this big around. Oh. Like Lynn said, Virgil, you ready for this? Lynn said... This is what Lynn said. Okay. Lynn Morgan said, since I've learned all the questions of all the world, nobody asked me any more questions. And Virgil, right on cue, said, and you're still humble about it, too. All right. Y'all are the best. I'm telling you what. List of foods for the tea?
Yeah, that we're just asking the ladies, even if you're not coming, if you feel like participating when bringing something, I'm just going to pass that around tonight, and then when it gets to Margaret, she's going to flop it back there on the table for Sunday. But if you see something on here and you want to put your name by something, we'll just start it up here.
Now, when is this going to be?
July 31st.
That's what I thought, July 31st. All right. Praise God. Praise, leader, you got something for us tonight? Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, you've been so good to us. Lord, what a good time we have together. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, as we focus on you, we adore you. We worship you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And Lord God, we thank you for blessing us. We put a praise on it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Nation. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of prophets have been saying, and I believe it, that this July the 4th, it's going to be the best one we ever had.
Amen.
So, I'm going to encourage myself and encourage you as well for us to release our faith on that. Because if we don't release our faith, the mountain's not going to move. So let's release our faith. This is going to be the best July 4th we ever had. And I believe, and I'm, I'm prophesying this in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That there's going to be a sign in heaven.
Yes.
And we're rounding the curve to the home stretch. And God's going to restore.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So just mark that down. And if it doesn't happen, you can stone me later. But it's going to happen.
Yes.
It's going to happen. Amen. All right. Okay. You ready, Karen? Ready? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. We're talking about changing your words will change your world.
I believe it.
I know it. I've experienced it. If you've been here over 2 or 3 years, it takes time. It will change your world. And when I speak words that limit me or put me in a box, well, the devil didn't do it. God didn't do it. I did it myself. A lot of times we do it ignorantly because that's the way the world talks. Well, that's the way I talk. Well, let me tell you, you're not of this world. We're of the kingdom of God. Kingdom people don't speak like that. Amen? Punch your neighbor and say, wake up. You need to hear that. Kingdom people don't speak negative like that. Amen. We speak the word of God. And that's why that prophecy came out a while ago. He has breathed on his words tonight. And I pray that always when we come to church, we receive it like that. Well, I've heard you say that before. Well, guess what? We get to hear it again.
Yeah.
And if you'll set your heart and your mind, look, I'm going to learn something new tonight or tomorrow. You will. Amen?
Amen.
Four of you. Amen.
Will.
Okay.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Through faith, everybody say faith. We understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God.
Yeah.
God didn't use a contractor. He didn't use a bulldozer. He didn't use hammer and nail to build this world. He created this out of nothing. From His faith and His desire and His imagination and what He saw and His vision, He spoke and it happened. Right?
Yes.
Y'all believe God did that?
Yes.
Romans 4 says, God speaks of things that are not as though they were.
Yes.
That's the God kind of faith. That's how He lives. Mark 11:22 says, have the God kind of faith.
Yes.
We're to do just like He did. But if we don't spend the time to create or meditate and have a vision on the inside. That was the first scripture I opened with last Wednesday morning at Texarkana was, you know, I said this. I used to hear the scripture all the time. You can go to a meeting and this scripture was not repeated. My people perish for a lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Darrell, I hadn't heard that scripture mentioned in a long time. And I said that and they all said, you're right. We've got to have an inward vision of God, His Word, and who He wants us to be. If you see yourself poor, withdrawn, I can't do this, I can't do that, I'll never have anything, guess what? You've boxed yourself in.
Right.
Take the limits off. God has released the emergency brake. You can believe and be everything God wants you to be.
Right.
Don't limit God. Just say, praise God, I am everything God wants me to be. His will is done in my life. Amen? And He'll guide you. You won't have to map and strategize everything out. Some we will, because we have to get to that point. But the thing is this, God's driving the train that you're riding on. If we'll let Him do it. If we'll let Him do it. Hallelujah. So, through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So that things which are seen, y'all see anything in here tonight? See a lot of things, a lot of chairs, a lot of people. See the screen, we can read the words. So those things were not made of things which do appear. These walls were made of things out of this earth. Created that. Man did that. He put it together and built it. Architects, carpenters, electricians, all that stuff is so valuable. We have to have these people. They're gifted to do that. Amen. But the thing is this, where did they get their material? God created this earth. He owns it, and he'll own it forever. He has the title and the deed to it. Amen? And we get to use it. I said, we get to use it. We get to ride horses on it. We get to ride motorcycles on it. We get to drive in an old pickup on it. We get to cut the grass on it. Boom, boom. Hallelujah. So, we do need to take care of it better. But anyway, that's a whole different deal. So, we see that the world that you and I see, know, and experience, the chair you're sitting on was created, the material of it. God spoke everything into being. You think he might be speaking something into your life tonight through his word. God, what could you be telling me tonight? This is part of what he's telling you, Carolyn. Well, you know, you'll never get there. You'll never mount anything. You know, you're just... Pam is telling you the same thing, maybe. The devil tries to do that. God's not doing that. But the devil is. Who are we believing? There are many people sitting in church, many people that are going to heaven, but cannot distinguish between the voice of the devil and the voice of God.
Yes.
And their own voice. There's three voices. Never listen to yours. Never listen to the devil. So two out of three, we don't go there, right? We want to know what God is saying. This is the best witness right here of all. It is forever settled in heaven. Amen. This is our sure witness. But also God speaks to our heart, and the sheep know the shepherd's voice. Okay, so things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So we believe that, right?
Right.
Look at your neighbor and say, you can't figure it out. I can't figure out how a telephone works either, but I do use one. I can't figure out how the seasons change, how the earth rotates going 1,000 miles an hour, 24 hours a day. It's almost 24,000 miles around it, so it's approximately going 1,000 miles an hour, and it seems like we're standing here dead still. Explain that to me. I can't, but God can. Amen. God is smarter than I am. You're supposed to say amen right there. I gave you a great opportunity. All right. Let's go to Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23 has been real to me. Mark 11:24. It's right next door. Mark 11:23. David Ingalls wrote that song. For verily, Jesus is speaking, says, for verily, I say unto you, that whosoever, aren't you glad it says whosoever?
Yeah.
Has anybody that believes, shall say to this mountain, now mountain is anything that prevents you from seeing God, getting where God wants you to be, anything that's in your way or hinders you, or the curse, that is a mountain, okay? So, and it keeps you, you can't see your destiny because the mountain's in the way. We can talk to it. We can talk to it. You talk to your phone? Where's my phone? Where is my phone? I said, you stupid phone, won't you work? That's not like anybody here that I know. I live with that person. Amen. We speak to our car, it won't start. We speak to our lawnmowers when they won't start. Amen. How many times I've wanted to throw mine in the lake, but then I just have to get it out. But anyway, glory to God. Here we go. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, that means you don't see it anymore, and shall not doubt in his heart, that's important. You got to believe it in your heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Now, Jesus said that, I did not. I trust him tonight. Are you faithful? Yes. Well, I tried that before, and, well, guess what? Trying is a word that we don't need to use. We either do that or we don't do it. But God works things out. Amen. Verily I say unto you, so he's speaking to me tonight, that whosoever, that's me tonight, shall say to this mountain, mountain, in the name of Jesus, be thou removed and be cast into the sea.
Yeah.
And if I believe in my heart what I said with my mouth, I'll have whatsoever I said. That is the same thing as speaking of things that are not as though they were. He spoke and things appeared. Creative power is in the Word of God that lives in your heart, that should come out of our mouth without any religious taint on it, but boldly what God says, free by the Holy Ghost to do what Jesus did and even greater things. Amen. Life's getting better all the time. Amen. I don't know what we're going to do. Gas is going up. I'm going to tell you what. You're going to buy more gas. What you going to do? Amen. I got to be on the road. Hallelujah. We got to go to Walmart. My gosh. You know. Hallelujah. Okay. So speaking releases the power of faith. Where are you believing? In your heart. But you're doing what? You're releasing the power of God by speaking words of faith to your mountain or whatever it might be. John Osteen's little book changed my life. How to Release the Power of God. Boy, I saw that title and said, I want to know what that's talking about. And it was all about Mark 11:23. When you speak God's word, you have released the power of God. And that's just what he told us when we just got started tonight. My word is alive. It is full of my breath. Heaven backs up my word. It will work. It lives in us, right? Okay. Hallelujah. All right. Speak or release the power of God's word to the mountain. We speak to our mountain. Ever say, I speak to my mountain. Again, I'm going to say this just to unscore it into thinking. Never be afraid or intimidated to speak with the faith in your heart. And another little, if you hear someone speaking their faith in your presence, don't you dare squash their faith. They're believing for a Cadillac. Well, praise be to God. Let me pray with you. Let me help you. Yeah, what color you want? Hallelujah. It says to speak to our mountain. And that's what we do. That's how we live. Correct? Jimmy, you and I had a phone conversation about your dad the other night. I said, we speak to that mountain in the name of Jesus. And then something else came out. Mountains that you don't speak to will never move. If you want to move, you got to speak to it. You can work your fingers to the bone, and then what do you get? We know, you ever listen to that country music lately, ain't you? You get bony fingers. You wear yourself out. You can have perfect attendance all forever and ever to your church. That don't move God. It's faith that moves God. And when he comes back, this is scripture, when he comes back, he's not going to be looking for good deeds. He's not going to be looking for how many pies you baked. He's not going to be looking for those kind of things, Dina. He's going to be looking for one thing. Is there faith in your heart? Yeah. We might want to just put a little footnote on that. If we aren't faithful, if we don't have faith in our heart, we may not hear him when he calls. Ooh, I wish I hadn't said that. But anyway, we're going to hear, right? We're going to hear, right? I said, we're going to hear. There's a shout coming. Get up here, people. Boom. It says with a loud voice. So speak to your mountain. Do not be intimidated by people around you. People saying, well, they may think I'm crazy. Look, y'all, let me ease your mind. They already think you're crazy. Just go ahead and get rid of all the unbelief in their life for them. You go to that church? Yeah. You believe like that?
Yeah.
Works for me?
Yeah.
I would hate to see my life without it for 40 years. Amen. Look how many mountains we've overcome and cast into the sea over the years. They're behind us. We can't see them anymore. Glory to God, we're going forward. Nobody said it was easy living by faith. It was the best way. It's worth it. Everybody say it's worth it. It's worth coming on Wednesday night. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So the mountains you do not speak to will not move. Is that right? But the ones you speak to in faith, speak the word of God, what's in your heart will attack that mountain and is cast, you have to say, be cast into the sea, be moved, be removed. Okay? Now, well, it didn't work. I didn't see anything move. I still look the same, feel the same, think the same. I still smell the same. Glory be to God forever. Well, I guess that faith stuff just don't work. This is not a 100-yard sprint. This is a lifetime. We didn't get to the mess that we were in overnight. Took a little while to get out of that. Amen? But God will straighten you out. Amen. And we say, praise God, he's still working on me. Yeah. And if you think he's not, you just messed up because you got some pride there because you think you're Mr. It. You got it all. You're like Lynn Morgan said. Boy, I wish he were here. Now that I know all the answers to all the questions, we'll never get there, folks. Never. Never, never, never. But the one that we need to know does. And guess what? He'll show up and give you the answer whenever you need it. That's the wisdom of God. Okay. Y'all good and y'all amen and good tonight. We're still not through yet, though. You have room to improve. Okay, Karen. Let's go to James chapter 3. We're talking about words that change your life. There's a member of your body that lives right under your nose, right in your mouth. It's a dangerous little dude. Gerald Clay, our good friend, is in heaven tonight saying he called it a pink tornado. I never saw a good tornado, did y'all?
No.
They always cause damage. That's what this thing right here will do.
Yeah.
It will. If you don't believe it, Sunday when you get here and you see somebody dressed nice and you say, you look ugly today. Fat! Forgiveness is better than, you know, what is it? It's better to ask forgiveness than permission. Right, there you go. Bam! And husbands, let me give you a little advice. I have 50 years of experience. She comes out. How do you think I look? Well, don't ever say that. Say, you look marvelous. Better than I've ever seen you, baby. And when she turns around, you go, ooh. If you want to do that. But there may be a mirror in the room, so better watch what you're doing. They have eyes in the back of their head. Amen. Spinning around those horns. I shouldn't have said that part. Okay. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. So, have y'all read that? Have you heard that? Have you swallowed hard yet? If you're leading, if you're in the ministry, teaching people, whatever, you better know that God's called you to do it. Don't be intimidated by it, because you won't be happy till you do it. But my brethren, so speaking to the church, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. It's not my favorite scripture. Verse 2. Now this is King James. Now if we don't get there, please do this when you get home. James chapter 3, read in the Message and the Passion Translation and King James again. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect, complete, whole, fully furnished man and able to bridle his whole body. Boy, I like to do that. My appetite knows. We was talking about those Lay's potato chips a while ago. You just can't eat one. You can't have one chocolate chip cookie when the bag's full. Amen. And there's a perfectly fine apple in the refrigerator and you got the cookie. And then you got regret about it later on. about bedtime. Let's say it like this. I'm smarter than that.
I'm smarter than that.
All right. Also able to bridle my whole body. Everybody say, I'm able
to bridle.
Now this is a faith statement. My whole body. Verse 3. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth. So are you horse people out here? Why do you do that? Make them obey us. So you can turn their head one way or the other, right? You can say giddy up, or you can say go, or you can say stop. Whoa, partner. Is that right? Hi, old silver. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. All you horse people said, I know what that's like. Okay, verse 4. Also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm or rudder. Whithersoever the governor or the captain wants to go, that's the way he turns it. Guess what? That big old ship just turns. Because of one little thing, right? Okay, verse 5. Anybody here doesn't have a tongue? Stick it out. Some of y'all are just bashful. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. What's a little member? The tongue. It's related to the bit. It's related to the rudder. That's what it's like. You got a horse's bits in your mouth. Your tongue. Ever how it goes is how you go. And boast great things. Y'all ever been around someone that boasted great things and you knew that they were not boasting? They're not. Hello, I hear in radio land. Yeah. People brag. Yeah. A lot of preachers do that. I've met them before. How many do you have at church, honey? Oh, I have 300. I know his church won't seat 300. So now if the preachers are doing that, it's called evangelistic. You stretch things. Why do we do that? Because it is self-preservation. We want to look good in everybody else's eyes. We want people to think good about us because of what we do. That has nothing to do with what we do. Some of the greatest preachers on the earth are probably in some African village that we don't even know about. You two settle down, David. Cast the devil out of that. Cast the woman out of that devil. Even so, the tongue's a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter. Listen now. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. How in the world did that get started? I can tell you how, and I've started them and I've put them out. We've all been there, and as long as we're on the earth, we're going to deal with it. But if we'll shut our mouth, use our tongues in positive ways, these kinds of things will be not nearly as severe. Amen. But not everyone's up to speed like you are. That's right. It's their problem. It's their fault. Well, we're all learning. We're all growing. But this tongue is deadly. You tell a little boy at the baseball game, hadn't had a hit all year, and he strikes out the last game. You think he's feeling good? And the coach comes over, some knucklehead parent. Well, you ain't no count. You crushed his life. Well, that wasn't much, just a ball game. No, to him, it's a lot. It's a lot. There you, down that basketball game. The girls are out there playing. Game is tied. 1 second. And she gets to shoot the free throw. And she didn't make it. Oh, my God. That's an awful person. How'd she ever make the team? Shame on us. We're doing that to people, even thinking that way. After all, it is still a game. Sun's going to come up. People are going to live and die tomorrow. Things are really serious are going to happen tomorrow. Amen? But I can solve a lot of Jimmy Bryan's problems with this thing under my nose. Now, James is speaking to all of us in the church. He says, my brethren. Okay? Now, I'm talking about, now, we're looking at this as a negative, and the devil's saying, man, you just shouldn't. Let me tell you something. Forget that. Forget that. Pray over it. Put the blood on it. And move forward. Come out of that with what you're saying. Begin to speak. I can do all things. I am more than a conqueror. God will heal this. God will heal that. I will come out of this financial crisis. I will come out of this sickness. I will come out when the doctor says you have cancer in the lung. And you say, I'm fine. I'm okay. He just spoke to his mountain. And I was there. He was not, and Mr. Freeman can kid around with you. He was not kidding. That came up 3 or 4 times. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm going to be fine. I am fine. Guess what? He is fine. Going to be better than to get that little snippet out of there. Amen. Amen. I'm looking at a room full of champions, those of you that I've lived around any long. Y'all have heard, you've received bad news, and you got up and you went forward because of your faith and what you said. You have cancer when you're a young woman. Never forget that night. Sitting outside Amory Hospital. What are we going to do? We're going to win.
Yes.
She's here tonight.
Yeah.
We've all had opportunities. And guess what? As Brother Hagin says, I've had a lot of opportunities to be sick, but I just decided not to take them.
That's right. Just participate.
Yeah. And we've all been there. Wake up in the middle of the night. Oh, my stomach is killing me. And I buy a strap, I'm healed. Buy a strap, I'm healed. Then you go to sleep and wake up next morning feeling fine. Tell me what didn't happen, what did happen. Well, that just happened to work out. It must have been that Mexican food you ate. Speaking of Mexican food, I don't want to hear any testimonies tomorrow about Mexican food, except if it's good, okay? These two had Mexican for supper. Huh?
Ambush!
Ambush! It wasn't a bacon tree. Glory to God. So behold how great a matter a little fire kindles. And I were talking today, and I got a picture from Mike Milstead in that little shack they're having to stay in while they're out there. My goodness. My goodness. It is really something. And we were talking about it, and I said, it's great, you know, it's hot, but and they're having some fires around. And she said, how do these fire start? And I said, well, some people set them. Goofy people. Sometimes it's an accident. And sometimes lightning strikes and catches it. Amen. And you wonder, as you see it on TV, how did 100,000 acres burn? Because of one spark. How did my life get so goofed up? How did I get over here when I'm supposed to be over there? As my good friend told me one day, he quit his job and bought a grocery store. He should have listened. But anyway, I call him on, I think Christmas Eve or something. That's not a good day to talk to him about on the phone if you're in a grocery store. Anyway, I said, Wilson, how you doing? Man, I'm on Highway 72 and God's on Highway 45. It wasn't very long. He was out of the grocery business, back working for Kimberly Clark. All problems solved. So, we all are stuck here in James 3 because we all have a tongue. Verse 6. And the tongue sometimes, is that what it says? Is a fire. A world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. So this natural tongue and this natural finite mind gets people in trouble. I hadn't said a word tonight that you didn't already know. We hadn't already talked about. But I need to zip the lip. Amen. It didn't say the tongue might be a fire. It is a fire. So if you got fire and you stand around there with somebody that's got a little stuff going on, all I got to do is get close. It'll light that fire. Boom. I said, you know, did you see Julie tonight?
Yeah.
Wonder what's wrong with her.
Who knows?
Yeah. I know. Well, now the next step, Facebook.
Yeah.
It used to be the telephone. We don't even go that. We'd go Facebook. Now we go right to the heart of the matter. And everybody hears it around the world. What if I'd have just not said anything? But then here comes the catcher. A lot of us hear stuff. We make a decision whether to repeat it or not. Here comes the magic. No, I shouldn't say magic. Here comes the word that works. Love. Love does not speak like that.
Right.
If it'll hurt somebody, that's it. I won't say anymore. And we're going to hand out certificates for graduation tonight. How to succeed in life. We all have not qualified for the graduation yet. But we're getting there. But the thing is, don't let this spin so negative. Spin it toward the positives. Spin it toward these thousands of precious promises that each one belong to you. And your tongue will set the course of nature on fire. I'm going to close with this. David Herbert's mom, I heard she rode a bicycle for 2 miles the other day. 2 miles. There have been times she couldn't walk 2 inches. 2 car wrecks. I don't know how many times a horse thrown her. Whatever. She rode a bicycle. How old is your mom? Do you know? 81. Do you remember the day when she said, I've always said I'll never live past 50? She wrote me a note several years ago now. She said, thank you for teaching me faith. Why? She got past 50.
Yes.
Why? Because she believed. Why? Because she kept saying, I can do this. No devil's going to get me. And if anybody can speak bluntly, it's Joan Herbert. Yes. I'd hate to be the devil around her.
Yeah.
My God, she'd make him shame himself and run him off the same time. You're not about to get me. I mean, she had a cement truck sitting dead still in a little car.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you know when she had that major wreck?
Yeah. Up here at the hill?
Yeah, they had the fire to Jackson.
Yeah.
And they told us it wasn't hope.
No hope.
No hope. The doctor down there told us, you know, the best you'll ever do is get around in a wheelchair. She told the doctor, you do what you can and my God will do the rest.
Woo!
You do what you can, my God will do the rest. Right. Boom! That's speaking your faith to your mountain. Guess what? She's 81 now. She rode a bicycle for 2 miles. I don't want to ride a bicycle for 2 miles. Downhill.
Oh.
horse is probably safer than the bicycle. Worst wreck I ever had in my life was on a bicycle. Glory to God. Let's bring those prayer requests down. Thank y'all for being so great tonight. And take these words. Read this in the Passion. Read it in the Message. Read it in King James again. And don't beat yourself up. Don't condemn yourself, because none of us passed this test. Okay? But we can begin tonight to straighten it out. Yes. No.
No.
No. You know, she's defeated everything I've ever known that was been talked to her about because of faith in the heart and speaking it out. That's how you win the game of faith. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And by faith, your faith is what gives you the victory that overcomes the world. So, Father, we agree as touching tonight that Ms. Cora's her test, her report tomorrow will be great.
Yes.
She does not have congestive heart failure. She refuses to have it in the name of... So, devil, you take it back. You go somewhere and let your heart fail. You take it back in Jesus' name. All symptoms will go from her body. And, Lord God, she'll live long and she'll live strong in the name of Jesus. I can't tell you what an inspiration you are to all of us. Because you just show us how to do it.
That's right.
Yeah. Mamaw Mooneyham went on to heaven. And he gave us you to us now. Just be that example.
Yeah.
Miss Cora would get about right there. She said, I'm fine. I've got it by now. What a lesson for all of us. Let's lay our hands on here. Boys. Yeah.
I need to pray for my shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we lay hands on these. This is right. Pray one for another that you may be healed.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lay hands on this list of
names
of precious people. You died for every one of them, just like
Lord.
Us. You love them just as much as you love us.
Yes,
and there's not anything you wouldn't do for us because you gave your son. You gave your best.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we receive everything you've done for us and you're doing for us right now in the name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, these people are healed, whole, and well. They are experiencing sozo, salvation to its fullest.
Yes.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Yes.
Total restoration, total deliverance.
Yes.
Freedom.
Yes.
Freedom. Lord, give them their joy back.
Yes.
And we thank you for all this in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to pray for your shoulder, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's just, Lord, how you want us to do this.
Thank you.
Diana, I need your left hand, right? Is that where it is?
Mm-hmm.
Just like, is that, they got it? Okay. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
we speak strength to this shoulder, to this joint, and we command it to line up with the word of God. We speak to this mountain. Mountain, you go. Pain, limit, you go. Weakness, you go. In Jesus' name. We cast you out. We command you to be removed and cast you into the sea. This arm works fine. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the sick say, I am healed. Glory to God. We have what we say. She owns the healing. Jesus paid for it, and faith works the miracle. We thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name, that when she rises tomorrow, it'll be strong and fully flexible and move without pain and discomfort in the name of Jesus. And Satan, you are alive in the name of Jesus. Everybody said amen. Amen.
Yes.
So be it. Father, you heard that. We heard that. We pray for Barbara, Lord God, that for a great report. Heaven already knows she's healed. She belongs to you, Lord God. And we declare her body restored, healed, whole, and well, without limit, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. We speak to this mountain. It's big. It's bad. It's ugly. But let me tell you something. Jesus, you're bigger and badder than any mountain we could ever have. We give you praise for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, before you go, you think words are important?
Yes.
You think words are, have power?
Yes.
When we say amen, what does that mean?
Amen.
Well, do we believe it?
Yes.
Amen? Amen. If you think words don't have power, remember your wedding day? When you said, I do, you did. Words work. They're binding. You own it when you say it. Amen?
Amen.
Get out of here. I'll see y'all later.